Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to an exciting episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Sean Phillips, nothing more than physical culture and nutritional royalty. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll have Brooks Kubik on, author of Dinosaur Training, to talk about how we old guys need to do it. Brooks is just returning from a speaking engagement in the UK, and we'll be catching up with him. So let's get right to the subject matter. Sean Phillips is no stranger to the audience. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody loves him. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to be on with you. Hey, I got to tune in later for Brooks, man. I love his stuff.
Yeah, Brooks is fantastic. And you know something funny? I announced a day or so ago that Full Strength Nutrition is now a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and I have been chasing you for quite a long time to become a sponsor, simply because it's hard for me to find sponsors that I feel comfortable endorsing. And you're one of the good guys out there. And I say that, and we're going to get into this, why I feel this way a little bit later into the interview. But I just wanted to first of all welcome you aboard, as a sponsor of Supreme Radio, and let the audience know that you guys are here. Thank you very much for that, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words, Carl. I really do. Thanks.
Well, you know, I and I'll tell you something. I had a full strength shake as my, post-workout meal today. And a lot of times when I have something that comes out of a package, I feel mildly senses of anxiety, like, okay, I'm doing this, but there's things about it I don't like. And you know, and we've actually done shows about the power of intention. How you feel about the food that you are ingesting directly affects how your body utilizes it. And so when you do have those little pangs of anxiety, like, I know this thing is filled with aspartame and Sousaflam K and all these other things. And it's like, oh, but you know, this is my only option today. I have to believe that somehow changes the way the body assimilates it. But I don't feel, I literally eat your stuff out of the package with a spoon and wash it down with a little water sometimes because, well, it's when you look at the ingredients in this product, it's clear to me that Sean Phillips runs his company, from a more spiritual side of the desk, because you clearly go out of your way to use good things, even if it doesn't make you popular, and you also go out of your way to include things that most people don't even realize why you're including them.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I want to mention something about the power of intention, which is real interesting you pick up on that, because you've actually touched on the back end of a subject that is very integral to full strength, which is something that I kind of recognized when I first built. I mean, it's hard to believe I've honestly been making full strength and selling it really to members only for over 6 years. You believe that?
Wow, no, I didn't realize that. That is amazing.
Yeah. I know, it blows my mind. I can't believe I've been doing this. But
time goes so fast.
I know. And it's like you're just doing this thing and you're loving it, and it's still, you know, I mean, it's still kind of word of mouth is how it travels. But the power of intention is something that, you know, really we looked at. You know, I'm involved in a lot of, you know, consciousness communities and stuff, and it's a lot of people that would take full strength early on. We had this big discussion about how it kind of is embodying it. The word they used was be a whole on. It's embodying the intention of the creation, really. And, you know, I set out to create something for myself. That's how I do, even like the 21-day summer supercharger is all about something I make for me. You know, call that myopic focus or whatever. But I go, you know, I know what my standards are. I know what I want to achieve. And I go, you know, if I can make something that serves me and share it with other people, that's the best. But there's something in the intention of the creation, what full strength is intended to serve, the passion and commitment put into it that does get included into the product itself. And that even begins with the packaging. I mean, the packaging is different from the box inside out. I knew that
By the way, I have a marketing background. Single best packaging I've ever seen on any engineered nutritional product. Not just the packaging, the box, everything that accompanies it, the literature, the cards. I mean, it's like, wow. It really makes you feel like everything has been thought about and taken care of. It's not just a jug of powder with a scoop.
Well, and that's you know, and you've got the experience to pick up on that. That's the intention. That's the feeling. And now, you know, even when you pull it out and there's that countertop tray, because, you know, this backs up to my history, you know, with the Myoplex. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, first, you know, you had metrics in tubs and we had metrics in containers, but the Myoplex is what I used for years, and I would rip the top off the Myoplex box and stuff it in the pantry. Then I always stick my arm down in there and I'd find out it was either empty or what, you know, whatever else. And it was like, it was always just this feeling of like I'm hiding something, you know?
Right.
And I wanted full strength to be out there on your counter, something you think about every day, something you're proud of, something when people come over and go, you go, yeah, that's my morning nutrition shake. That's my post-workout meal. That's my full strength. And that's out there for your display, you know. It's not something you're hiding, and it's not something I also want people to be aware of when they're, you know, when they're running low, when they need to restock, and so they see it, you know.
Right. It's something to be proud of. You know what? It's a decision that you're making to use a product. And here's one of the things that I've talked about on the show numerous times. There are companies out there who focus on engineered nutrition, okay? And then there are companies out there who focus on engineering real foods for convenience. There's a big difference. There's a big difference between extrapolating out certain components of food products that we're focused on, and we think that this is where the magic is, and then putting it in a powder and a box and a package and then drinking it down and going, I'm getting everything I need. And then there are companies who go, look, real food, wholesome foods, life-giving, God-given foods are the key to health, longevity, strength, fitness, conditioning, and everything. But in this fast-paced world, how do we make it convenient for people to take with them? That's a totally different mindset than exploiting and whoring science to find a couple little crumbs of something to put in a package and say, this is all you need.
To twist the truth. The pixie dust formula, and really to confuse, and, you know, a confused customer is a consuming customer is often, you know, a confused buyer is what people create. And I so agree with that, because as you've seen on Full Strength, and you've heard me talk about before in the past, if you look on the site, it's a nutrition facts, which means it is listed as a food. It is a food. I built this thing on the paradigm. If you look on the back of the box, the performance balance, I looked at how a meal acts in the body. I said, okay, look, I know I eat my protein first. I know I have good carbs. It's not like I don't have a fear of carbs. I know carbs are essential. I just don't want to eat sugar all day and suck Gatorade down, right?
Right.
You know, so I knew I needed the fats. I knew I needed the fiber. I knew I needed all these parts, but I put them together in a formula that fits the way a nutrition shake and protein and carbohydrates are delivered in a liquid form. I also give it, you know, full strength, a certain body and consistency, because I believe that there's factors in satiety, which include mouthfeel, and that if there's not a certain duration of time that something, you know, if you just shove it down your throat and you don't actually go through the process of consuming it, you know, with some degree of consciousness, if your mouth doesn't have a, you know, nutrition in it for some period of time, it doesn't shut off the satiety.
Right.
So there's a food part of this. And that's what I wanted to do is blend the synergistic effect of the components to make a more functional whole food. Now, I don't by any means believe this is the only thing you should eat. I'm not out there preaching, well, don't ever have a balanced chicken and brown rice meal with broccoli. Hell no. That's what I eat the rest of the time, you know?
Right.
But I believe wholeheartedly in the value of a nutrition shake as a lifestyle adaptation, especially as we get, you know, more experienced is a great word for it, more experienced. You know, I think that what I get out of Full Strength is 800 calories worth of nutrition, energy, and sustainability for a balanced 300 calorie, low glycemic, sustained energy meal.
Well, and also if you subscribe to ancestral nutrition, okay, which not only speaks to the types of foods that we should be eating, but also the way we eat. We know that our ancestors grazed. It was only at the turn of the Industrial Revolution when getting to bed early and getting to bed and waking up early, along with a breakfast meal, a lunchtime meal, and a dinner meal, became the bastion of the assembly line. We needed people to show up on time, and we couldn't have them eating on the clock. So we said, look, you have your first meal at home. You have one meal here at work, and then you eat when you get home again. And then we became, you know, a three-square meal a day society. It had nothing to do with health or even our inclination and genetically predisposed way to eat. It had to do with industrialization. We know that our ancestors grazed like animals do. Animals don't go, oh, it's 12, I got to eat. They go, no, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. Right? So if you subscribe to ancestral approaches to nutrition, then you know that while you may have your whole food breakfast in the morning, and maybe for those of us who go right to the gym, a post-workout drink is essential. Here we go. Here's a full-strength opportunity. But also throughout the day, you have two or three other opportunities to eat before you even get home. It's not practical. It's not always available to eat a whole food meal. This is a whole food meal in a pouch.
Yeah. I mean, and well stated. And I mean, to your point about the grazing, it's one of the things that, you know, I mean, while I come from, you know, connected to the Body for Life heritage, and I know the frequent feeding and the six meals a day, the reality is I'm not as strict. You know, like in Strength for Life, I wrote more of a 3+2 formula, right?
There you go.
I think it's just a sensible, sound, because I want to live a lifestyle of fitness. I don't want fitness to be my life, right?
Gotcha. Right.
You know, I want to use it to empower my energy, strength, and impact in the world, and not just be succumbed to the holy grail of the fitness Bible. So I don't want to spend all day, you know, like, I honestly, you know, I mean, you know, a couple of my buddies, inner circle guys and guys I work with, we joke about it all the time, because it's like, I'll get up in the morning, I'll have a full strength. Sometimes I won't eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, I mean, it'll hold me, and I'll be, you know, sustainable. And another thing that I do with the nutrition shake, you know, with full strength, you know, is I use it for people sometimes to teach them what it is to find their appetite again,
mm-hmm.
to find real authentic hunger again, because they've been conditioned, as you spoke about, conditioned to consume, and they're unconsciously consuming or consuming in a response to a high insulin glycemic roller coaster ride.
Yes.
So They're sleepy and they're starving. They're sleepy and they're starving, right? You know, that says a lousy life, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the nutritional profile of Full Strength. Full Strength Nutrition is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. You can go to Full Strength Nutrition. The website is fullstrengthnutrition.com, correct? It's full
yes,
strength.
Sir.
It's fullstrength.com. I'm sorry, fullstrength.com. But also, we're going to be talking later in the show about the 21-day Beachbody Challenge that Sean Phillips is promoting right now. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com.
OrbitMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Sean Phillips about their product Full Strength. It's an MRP like no other MRP out there. And first of all, I want to talk about probably the most, and I know that protein is king, but I want to go to the carbohydrate source first of all, and here's why.
Yep.
Every day, some company is coming out with a new molecular size carbohydrate, large molecular carbohydrates that claim to burn body fat. 99% of these are extracted from corn starch. Corn starch, which has the code name Waxy Maize, has become really the go-to form of carbohydrate. But ask any professional athlete whose body composition is part of the equation for success. That's a broad stroke statement. I'm not talking about bodybuilders, although they fit into that category. I'm talking about anybody else to make weight, can't carry extra body fat, wants to have the greatest amount of lean body mass and the least amount of body fat. Maybe they have to make a certain weight class or so on. Okay, you ask any of them, what is their go-to carbohydrate sources for staying lean? And either first or second is always going to be oatmeal. Correct? Am I correct, Sean?
Correct. You're correct, Carl.
I mean, you go to anybody, oatmeal. Dave Pulcinella, who did a show with me that still gets downloaded, called The Six Foods That Work. He was a classic bodybuilder, 280 pounds of ripped body mass, shredded 1% body fat, and he will tell you, oatmeal works. It's one of the things that works. It's one of the things that you can eat and not worry about spiking insulin and adding body fat. Well, guess what Sean uses as his carbohydrate source in Full Strength? Good old fashioned. We know it works. It's not the newest molecular weighted blah, blah, blah. It's good old fashioned oatmeal.
Yeah, it's really, and there's an interesting aspect to that, which is one of the things I know is that you need the carbohydrates, but you need that sustained energy release. And so I built this nutrition to sustain, you know, to balance the blood sugar, to balance insulin, because I know that that's where you're in your fat burning mode. And you're also, you know, something I heard on one of our thoughts a minute ago, I started thinking about is hormones. And we'll talk about a little about hormones in a little bit because
please.
That's a very, you know.
I was going to say, please, I want to when you're ready, because I also know that when you originally designed this product, while it has broken out of the male ranks, you actually designed it for men originally. And now that's
it's
changed.
It's targeted, yes. Yeah, it's very much targeted at men, though, but it's targeted at sustained, because we know that insulin's the master control hormone. So when insulin's up, growth hormone's down. When insulin spikes, testosterone goes in the tank. So we've got these relationships. So, and I'll talk more about that in the science, but I want to go back to the, you know, I use a very beta-glucan-rich rolled oats as the predominant carbohydrate source. Now, I do have a three-chain carbohydrate. I have 3 grams of a fast-acting, you know, glucose, a single-chain polymer, because what you have to have when you're going to trigger satiety in the brain is you have to, you know, I'm trying to drive some neurotrophics into the brain. I'm trying to get some tyrosine, some proteins into the brain. I'm trying to wake you up. You've got to drive that with a little bit of sugar, just a little bit of a taste. It's only got 1 gram of sugar on the label, but it's got a little bit of a kick. Then it's got a medium chain 5 grams, so it gives you a little bit more sustainability. Then the heart of the carbohydrates of the 25 grams is made up of the beta-glucan-rich rolled oat fiber.
Right.
So that's, and that has that ability to lower the glycemic index of everything it comes in contact with. And here's an interesting thing that people that build nutrition shakes, people that understand and that make the science for, you know, the future of food really get is that while we know that, you know, thanks to the abuse of companies like Gatorade who want to throw proteins into everything to pretend like they're actually delivering it,
right.
You know, they're driving the cost of proteins through the roof, right?
Right.
Because they're hoarding everything and it makes a mess out of the proteins. Still, the most expensive single ingredient we use, and we use 10 times more than anybody in the industry, is the beta-glucan-rich rolled oat fiber carbohydrate.
Yeah. And you know what? And it's a safe carbohydrate source, and we don't have any special issues with it. And also the other thing is the 25 grams of total carbohydrates in one serving is well under the 30 gram threshold that Dr. Paul Arciero talked about on my show a year ago, that his group at the State University of New York discovered that once you get to that 30 grams, I don't care what it is, what kind of carbohydrate source it is, once you get to that 30 grams, the insulinogenic response starts to occur. And obviously, if it's sugar, it's going to occur with a greater response. And if it's a slower carb, it's lower. But that's the threshold. 30 grams is the threshold. So this is 25. This is well under that threshold. So theoretically, you should not see an explosive response in insulin from this product, but instead a nice, slow, continuous delivery of carbohydrates, which as a post-workout meal actually extends the anabolic window, according to Dr. Mauro DiPasquale.
Yeah, well, and I love Mauro. He's great.
Yeah.
I love the name. Just even hitting a reference to the name, he's one of those guys I most love in the industry. That's a great thing. I mean, I did that very intuitively. I mean, I still remember sitting out in L.A. one day with Bill coming up with this idea, and I scratched the performance balance. Is the whole diagram of how this shake is built is on the back of it, and I coined it performance balance technology, where I balance the proteins, carbohydrates, essential fats, the micronutrients to deliver a sustained energy release over hours and hours. So the protein hits you quick, the carbs lift you up, but it sustains that without getting insulin response and without spiking or dropping you.
Now,
and that's something that people experience that, they feel it. I mean, that's why I've, for years, what I tell people, so I go, you know, want to find out if you're a full-strength guy? You take one shake a day for 14 days and see how it changes your body, your reaction to food, your energy, and your life. That's all I ask you to do. I don't ask you to run around the block.
Don't you think people have a hard time? Don't you think people in this day and age, because the mantra of the medical orthodoxy is that food has no effect on the etiology of disease or health, and don't you find that when you tell people something like that, they find it hard to believe that a single meal every single day could have that profound of an effect on them?
Oh, I mean, they do. I mean, it twists their brain, but the more powerful thing is when they actually experience it, because what I do is I don't give them the full layout of what they're going to experience, but you know, what usually happens is somewhere around day 11, 12, because you really do have to use something consistently, because what you're asking the body to do is readapt. You're asking it to normalize. You're asking it to start to optimize its hormonal state, its interior state again. It's coming back to life in many ways. So you can't just have a shake now and then. I mean, that's one of the things that why I so believe in the powder. First of all, I believe that the powdered shake is, like, I believe in the green world, I don't need to be shipping water to you. You've got water. I don't need to send you water, right?
Right.
I don't need to put it in a truck. I don't need to FedEx it. I don't need to do it. I also know water is universal solvent, so it's always breaking stuff down. But I believe that the packet and the delivery in the form of the powder has, you know, a magical ability to come back to life and nourish you in a different and fuller way. And I think that people get this experience. If they get involved in the creation, they make the shake, they consume the shake regularly, and it brings their body back to a state that they were unaware that they were missing.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk briefly about the protein. We have to go into a break, and we can pick up on the other side about the protein. But you have 40 grams of protein, and these are all quality protein sources. 50% of it is whey isolate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 57% actually whey isolate, the cold chill microchilled whey isolate. And I mean, that's your premium delivery protein, but you know, same thing goes, you know, you've got to have the fuller proteins and like the concentrates that help with the satiety too. So, you know, it's kind of a trifecta blend there too.
But you're not using any hydrolyzed, gelatin proteins at all. You're using all quality proteins, right?
Yeah, no hydrolyzed. I didn't think, you know, I don't like the pre-digested stuff. I mean, I think there's a place for it in athletics and there's some application, but it's not the food sustainability that I'm looking for.
Right. Now, the 40 grams of protein was critical for you, right? Because of the effect of, leucine at a certain amount, and its effect on the mammalian target of rapamycin, but this is the muscle building trigger, right? That's why you did the 40 grams?
Well, I mean, it's supercharging the body, and it's really going to, you know, boost the anabolic piece. But really, I'm also looking for that meal macro piece to mimic the meal. I'm looking at what it would be to deliver a full balanced meal to a guy.
Yeah, like a nice 40 gram level. Not a couple like a two small chicken breasts. You know, 20 grams each.
Yeah.
Boom, there's 40 right there.
Yeah, and you really do want to look at the protein and the balance with the carbohydrates and the fats. And how it gets released in the body. So I think that that's an important part to the satiety and the growth curve.
Why don't we do this? Let's take our next commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about the fat, the choices of fat. And then I want to talk about the vitamins and minerals that you pack into it as well. We're talking with Sean Phillips. The product is Full Strength. It's a fantastic meal replacement product. You can go to fullstrength.com to learn more. And also we'll be talking about the 21-day Beach Body Challenge that Sean is promoting right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com. SynthogenRadio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik will be joining us, returning from his tour to the UK. Right now, we're talking with Sean Phillips about their product, Full Strength. Sean, talk about the fat sources in Full Strength.
Well, I use about just under 5 grams of a hyaluronic omega 6. You know, I use the omega 6. I mean, I prefer to use an omega 3, but omega 3 is just not stable in a shake, and it's not stable at this point. And I also believe that at this day and age, most intelligent people are taking in a good load of omega 3s.
Yeah.
And I like to get those I like to keep those in a liquid form. And I think that what happens is a lot of people in the shake world, they want the label of omega 3, so they use an unstable or an invalid, no longer accessible form of an omega 3, or they attempt to. So, I mean, I went with an omega 6 to balance the omega 3 intakes that I'm assuming or recommending that you get. But the sustainability and the purpose of the fats is part of the triggering of the satiety system. I mean, it prolongs the time in the stomach, it slows down the absorption, and it also has a healthy effect on the glycemic index and response. And I really believe that the science of satiety says that if I'm eating something, you know, that's the problem I have with these pure protein shakes. If I'm just having protein and I'm not getting all the triggers which trigger and tell my brain that I had a meal, then I haven't had a meal. I've just added more calories and I've not replaced them with more concentrated nutrition.
Well, do you think that satiety also plays a greater role? You know, we know that in certain things we require closure or a conclusion for certain biological processes to occur.
Yeah.
Everybody looks at satiety as the mechanism to get people to stop eating exclusively. But no one is examining satiety as the mechanism to tell the body, you now have all of the building blocks, get to work. No one thinks of it that way. And I have to believe, because I understand, and I have a feeling you're one of the people that understand, that nature is perfect. Nature, if we think about it, nature has already done it. And I have to believe that the real mechanism of satiety is not just to stop us from eating, but also to begin processes that are critical for repair and growth.
Well, I think that's a deeper look, Carl. I mean, it's a fuller, deeper look at it, and I think you're on track there with the real, true purpose of it. I think so often, and it makes me crazy that people try to trick satiety.
Right.
They try to trick it. they try to, you know, we can shut it off. We can give you this
thing.
It's like
imagine you're building a building and you have bricklayers standing there, right? And, yeah. and they go, we got plenty of cement. We don't have any bricks. And you go to them, no, you got bricks. Look, they're there. And they go, no, we don't have any bricks. And they're looking at each other going, this guy's crazy. We can't build any walls.
Yeah. But that's, I call it the lens, a whole piece I put in one of my last books. It was, I call it the dirty lens theory. I say, you know, in a reverse, when you look at it, I think a lot of people's have these addictive cravings for food. Certainly there's a brain chemistry part of it, but I also think the body is smart enough to recognize nutrient deficiencies. And I think the body sends a signal up to the brain and says, you know, I've got no B vitamins, or I'm completely out of fats, or I'm out of carbohydrates. And somewhere because of our distorted lens, I call it the dirty lens, you know, our brain transfers that into, I need a Twinkie.
Yeah.
You know? So if you actually nourish, part of controlling, not controlling, but resolving and a healthy relationship with your appetite, your body, and satiety is to nourish the body and to actually deliver what it needs to nourish it. And I think that if you leave a part of it out, if you say, well, you know, I want the label to look a certain fancy way, so I'm going to leave something out or I'm going to fake something, that you're not tricking anything. You may be tricking the consumer, but you're not tricking the person, because I believe that the ultimate domain is not what I can say a product does, but the ultimate domain is your experience.
Yes.
And if I can get you to call your awareness to your experience, if you can look inside and feel it, that's what matters. It's not what anybody says, it's what you experience.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. All right, let's talk a little bit real quick now about the 21-Day Beach Body Challenge. This is obviously designed to promote a lifestyle more than anything else that you have come up with. Talk about this. Why a 21-Day Beach Body Challenge?
Well, and it's funny because, you know, as this, the interview began, Carl, you gave me the glowing praise, and I really appreciate it, that I've been in this industry long enough to know better. I'm the last person on earth to pull your leg and to say a quick fix or do anything else like that. And that's why this is so unique to me, because what really, I mean, this is just the honest to God true story. I'm sitting around a couple months ago and I'm going, okay, I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, gosh darn it, people like me, I can get ready for summer, right? What do I really need to do? What do I need to do? You know, I got a job, I got two kids, I got soccer, I got gymnastics, I got all these things that the kids are doing, we got all this life going on, and I'm figuring, you know, and I'm getting into cycling season, and I go, you know, I just want to get, you know, I want to take myself just from that seasonal transition. And I started looking at it, and I started going, okay, what the hell can I do? And I looked at the, you know, the metabolic demands, I looked at the time, I looked at everything, and I said, you know what, if I take this workout, my Strength for Life workout, I do this, or I do the body weight version I've got, and I compress it, what am I really needing to do? And that's when the whole idea of the 21-day came up, because I started doing these 21-minute workouts. They're really 20 and about 20 and a half, but I call them 21 because it works, right? So, and I go, you know, if I just commit. So what I wanted was something for me that I could fully commit to, that I could stick to, that I would get an achievement and a boost and a kick out of, and really turn it around. And it just flat worked for me. And I was like, okay, wait, I can't not share this with people, because this is really what people need to get kicked off. Sometimes people just need something that shifts them from one state into the next,
right,
that wakes them up to their potential, that gets them on the path. And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying you're going to pack on 30 pounds of muscle and lose 50 pounds of fat. I'm just saying you're going to do something that's going to shock you. You're going to be surprised at how damn great you feel. You're going to stick to it, and you're going to, you know, the biggest thing people get sometimes is a sense of achievement and accomplishment.
Right. And you know what? And let's face it. If you could step into a 21-day challenge and come away in 21 days feeling gratified that you used the techniques and spent that 21 days the way you did, then you got what you needed out of it. Because getting somebody to get started, and you said this earlier too, as it relates to using the protein, the MRP. There is a lot to be said in the progress that occurs once you start doing something in a regimented way. Every day doing this, every day, when you eat certain foods continuously, the body becomes more efficient at metabolizing. The pancreas goes, oh, we're getting more of that, so I'm going to step up my game and be prepared for that. The same thing is if you go to sleep every night at 9 o'clock, around the second week of doing that, your body goes, wow, this is wonderful. And all of a sudden you start to feel so much better. The body has to become acclimated. If every day you change it up, You go to sleep early one day, you go to sleep late one day, you give your body what it needs nutritionally one day, the next day you starve it to death and give it crap food, you train periodically, you do all this haphazard, you get no progress. But sticking to something, anything, anything, I say, anything,
yeah,
making it a habit has a profound effect on the body, the and on the mind, the spirit, on everything.
Well, and that's, you know, it's one of those things I say, the best, the absolute best program is the one you'll stick to, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the best program, and it doesn't even matter if the program's wrong, but the value of that commitment, and I, you know, what I see, and what I don't do enough of sometimes, because my history is all in creating strength training programs. My background in design, I have volumes of stuff. I mean, I sat here and read every Russian book from every place in the world, and I built computer systems, and I diagnosed and stood, understood every strength curve in the human body. For years, that's what I did. And then I kind of got away from it a little bit, but I really still get the value of the program because I love when someone draws something out for me and I follow it and I stick to it. And, you know, so drawing out my own plan, I forget that I'm the one that drew it out. I just follow it. And when I follow it, it simplifies and focuses me and gets me into the act of creation. And what I'm doing with the 21 day, you know, is instead of going to the reps, instead of counting to the reps, you know, I use a little timer, you know, Jim Boss works, or I have these old timers I've used for years, and I set it on 30-second intervals, and I train for 30 seconds, and then I go 30 seconds rest. And I train for 30 seconds, and I train for 30 seconds rest. And it's amazing, the shift in the metabolic demand on the muscle, the way it feels, the load. I mean, the intensity gets every bit as high as lifting super heavy or something, but the load is so different. And then over the time, I start feeling my body adapt to more reps, more strength under more tension, and that metabolic response. And so every day I'm alternating a HIIT, a 21-minute HIIT cycle, with a 21-minute strength cycle. 21-minute HIIT cycle, and 21, and we know HIIT works. We know what it's going to do to kick the body up. So I'm getting an increase in my VO2 max over a short period of time. I'm getting my sprinting power in. I'm really working on things. And then I'm building this accumulative, like in this synergistic effect, like it's full strength. I'm putting all the parts together because I'm not giving you a day off for 21 days. You are going every day for 21 days, but I alternate the body, I alternate the demands, and you get this accumulative boost to the system. Then I add on the, you know, I part of this, Carl, is I want to make it so damn simple people don't, they cannot find an excuse not to do it, right?
Right, right, right.
Take every excuse they could come up out of the way. So, you know, I give you the opportunity to do the shakes, to do a shake every day. I don't care if it's full strength or the shake you're doing, whatever else. You know, I certainly, you know, I think that there's, you know, as we talked about, I think there's a value in the full strength application of this because I'm trying to get you to balance, you know, the body inside out. But and then the meals, I'm just asking your meals 2-to-1 protein carbs. So you're not carb depleting, but you're carb controlling
right
over this time. And really getting the fat into triggering the burning of the fat because you want to get the body into the state where it's going to start releasing fat as a source of energy and a sustainable fuel. And that's really the trick. And I mean, it's the feedback I'm getting from people, I've had over 3,800 people go through the program so far and they are just flat raving about it. They love it.
And if they use the shake, it's better anyway because the full strength product is really heads and shoulders above any MRP out there, in my humble opinion. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some things that you'll find in full strength that you probably won't find in any other meal replacement powder out there. We're talking with Sean Phillips. The product is called Full Strength. You can learn more about it at fullstrength.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients days throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21DayFit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21DayFit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21DayFit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik. So stay tuned for that. Right now we're talking to Sean Phillips. Sean, there's a couple things in this product that you probably won't find in any other MRP, at least none that I've seen. You put a probiotic blend in here. Tell why.
Well, I think that gut health is an essential part or essential part of health. I mean, I really think that that's part of, you know, I think about it from the healthy aspect of yogurt and the consumption, and I think it helps with the digestion of the proteins and really creates a sustainable, healthy aspect to it. You know, I mean, like I'm trying to create here is what I'm engineering is food, I'm not just a protein supplement, you know.
What about some of the vitamins you've included? Vitamin K.
Well, I mean, I looked across the vitamin array and I really designed it for a guy to support a healthy hormone levels. You know, I really looked at what does it take there, whether it's the zinc and magnesium and all those aspects. And I also looked at a rich antioxidant. I've really got a high level of the, you know, the rich antioxidants. And I love the tyrosine thing too, because I'm a real junkie for brain chemistry and focus, you know. And a lot of people, about 30% of people that try full strength, when they first try it, and that's another thing at fullstrength.com, you can get a free sample, so you can just try it. This is what I ask people to try it. The tyrosine will give you a certain lift right away. It gives you a little dopamine kick and you get a little energy lift. A lot of people say I get a little kind of buzz in the back behind my ears. I kind of feel like it's kind of like not like caffeine to them, but they go, wow, I feel this certain energy, you know?
Well, in fact, tyrosine is important for a couple reasons. As you point out, it definitely has some neurotransmitter stimulatory effects. In fact, people who are trying to kick caffeine can kick caffeine faster, and people who are trying to kick tobacco because of the nicotine can kick nicotine more successfully when they incorporate L-tyrosine into their diet a couple, three times a day. But more importantly, there are plenty of people out there who go to the doctor and they have hormone panels done. The doctor Yep. checks their thyroid. And even the better thyroid panels, which include total and free T4, total and free T3, thyroid stimulating hormone, as well as reverse T3 and thyroid antibody, which most doctors are just doing TSH and nothing else. But if, even if you're getting all those done, right, and your doctor goes, you know, I don't get it. You have these symptoms that clearly look like a thyroid issue, but your thyroid hormones are all really in great shape. And the person goes, I don't understand it, and here's why. Thyroid hormone doesn't necessarily affect the tissue just because blood levels are a certain degree. For instance, T4 is actively converted to T3 in myocytes in the heart, in tissue throughout the body. So what's happening is, while you may have adequate serum levels of these hormones, the actual actions, the target actions of thyroid hormone are not occurring in the tissue. So you still have hypothyroid type disorders. Guess what you need to do? L-tyrosine. And iodine and selenium taken all together are what cause the selenoenzyme cascade that actively converts T4 to T3 in tissue to function properly. Tyrosine is really important. Most people don't get enough tyrosine, and the body doesn't necessarily produce tyrosine as it's supposed to as we age.
Yeah, and I put a good dose of selenium in here too, you know, for that boosting, you know, and for the, you know, the importance for men. You know, and I mean, it's really, and I chelate the minerals in this thing too for delivery, which most people just don't do. They just don't take the time or the money. It's really
Explain chelation for people out there who don't understand what a chelated mineral is.
Well, it makes it bioavailable. I mean, it really, it just, you know, it's either inert or active, and it's just, it allows it to be absorbed by the cells, the chelation. You know, I mean, you know, can you describe the chelation process?
Well, I think chelation, I stand to be corrected, but I think chelation applies an amino acid, doesn't it? Doesn't it attach amino acids to minerals or something like that? Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know about the attachment of amino acids. I know the delivery and effect of it.
Yeah, I know that chelation makes it able to be uptaken by the cell. And that's why
chelation. Yeah, it makes it an active. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's an active form is what I call simply stated. The, you know, another thing, and this is one of the questions I get a lot about full strength is, you know, where do I get it? And, you know, that's the funny one is, you know, I mean, I've sold this thing as, direct delivery. You know, 90% of my customers are regular members that buy, you know, that every month that just get delivery, and I sell it direct only. And people, you know, I started this thing in retail. I put it out to retail at first, and I just realized that there was no possible way that I could support and sustain the cost to build this product. I mean, if I run this thing through GNC, it'd cost $8 a serving, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, I have to sell it direct to make a single dime on it. I mean, it costs me, you know, many, many times what it costs to make Myoplex or any other nutrition shake to build a full strength. So I sell it to you, you know, and you know, it runs about, you know, it's about a dollar more than your average, you know, discount
MRP.
Nutrition shake.
So, right.
Yeah, when you look at that, it's the best buy in food. It's by far and away the best buy in food. And I tell people, look, if you're out shopping, price shopping, you know, Muscle Milk, and that's what you need, then that's what you need. But if you're looking for fuel for your life, if you're looking to live a higher energy, better, cleaner, fuller life, I mean, you can't get a cheaper meal.
Now, how is it sold? Is it sold in packages of how many packets? How is it sold?
I got 14 per box, so it's basically a 2-week plan. You know, 30% of my customers are 2-shake-a-day people. The rest are 1-shake-a-day. You talked a little bit about the men's. I built full strength for men. It's designed for men, but it's impact, its effect on satiety, its effect on you know, and we didn't even talk about the study, you know. I mean, I've got this 10-week study at Oklahoma, which is one of the most profound studies ever done on nutrition, published in the Nutrition Journal, the Journal of Nutrition and Metabolism. That study showed, you know, significant increases in lean body mass, muscle, while simultaneously reducing body fat by 83% over exercise alone, 50% of gains in muscle, over 10 weeks with no dietary control whatsoever, which really speaks to the hormonal control and regulation by balancing the insulin.
Right.
This is something that has, you know, drawn this into where 30% of my consumers now are women. You know, my wife takes full strength every day. They are consumers of full strength because of the taste, because of the enjoyment, because of the satiety, because of the way it works. And, you know, yeah, I do have a women's formula. I haven't launched it yet, but I do have a women's formula. And, you know, right now I sell a men's formula, you know, with no apologies.
And the women that do use it, they just use half and two-thirds servings because they're more concerned about the total calorie consumption, right?
Yeah, I mean, most of them are half or two-thirds servings, and you just adjust what you need, and you do that. Because of the nature of full strength, you know, I hand-build every batch. I think of it kind of like making a fine wine, right? You know, unlike most people, you know, I order all my own raws, bring all my own raw materials in. I source everything myself. I send three people to a facility. We spend a week building each batch by hand. We taste, we improve, we secure, we make sure everything is up to standard, and we try every single round. So we build every 90 days. Every 90 days, we've got a fresh batch. We go to GNC, you're buying something that was built a year and a half ago, right?
That is cool right there. That the freshness of it is cool, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it keeps it fresh. It keeps it vibrant. You can taste the vibrancy in it. And, you know, I build to order, and that's, you know, so I don't run a two-year supply of inventory or stock. I don't mass, you know, and I seek to improve every single time I make a batch.
I love the vanilla. It has an almost butterscotch flavor to it. I really love the vanilla. Really, really love it.
I know, and it's funny because you get people in the camps. I mean, the chocolate is, people that love chocolate, it is by far and away the best chocolate's ever been made, and it's like, people are like, when are you going to do strawberry or raspberry or dangleberry? And I'm like, you know what? I make really freaking good chocolate and really freaking good vanilla, and that's what I'm stopping.
Live with it. You know what? Put me in the vanilla camp. I love the vanilla. It really, really is good.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Sean, we've come to the end of the interview. I want to plug the website again. The website is fullstrength.com. Definitely check it out. This is an MRP worthy of your dollars, folks. It is an MRP that you can use and not feel guilty about. It's an MRP that will deliver what it promises. It's a fantastic product. And also check out the 21-Day Beach Body Challenge. The website, again, is 21dayfit.com, right?
Yeah, 21dayfit.com, good website.
And you can go there and get download the whole program for free, right?
Yep, it's a free download. I give you the videos. I don't even make you, you know, you don't have any books you have to read. You just watch the videos, follow along. I've got video instruction. I'm adding stuff to it every day. We're building the community. We're having a great fun time with it. When you go to Full Strength, I ask people to check out a sample, get a free sample, or really step up to the 14-day challenge. I mean, one shake a day, and I've got 100% money-back guarantee. Basically, if you don't love it in 14 days, you don't feel the difference, you just send me a note, and it's 100% money-back guarantee.
Now, you can't beat that. Very few people do that in this day and age. Sean, man, thanks for being on the show today, and thank you for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio.
Appreciate it, Carl. It's great to be here, always with you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, bud. Bye.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brooks Kubik. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Come again. Come again. Come again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge them.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of.
buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Break down, baby. Break down, baby.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. All the way from the UK, it's Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
You just got back from the UK, didn't you?
Yeah. Got back late on Monday, and yesterday was kind of a recover from jet lag day.
Okay, so you went to the UK with Mike Mahler.
Yes.
And you went there specifically to teach a dinosaur training class, correct?
Yeah, I had some fun being a tourist and, doing touristy things and so on, but Saturday and Sunday, Mike and I and Sabina Scala and CJ Swaby, who are top strength coaches in the UK, put on one heck of a seminar. Just an incredible program.
Talk about it. What did you talk about specifically?
I talked about dinosaur dumbbell training, which is something that I've covered in the past about 15 years ago in a DVD called The Lost Art of Dumbbell Training, and something that I'm updating with a new book that, in fact, I'm working on literally as we speak. I was working on it this morning before we got on air. And that was, that's top of my mind, and that's something that that I taught in the course. And we've got a proliferation of kettlebell lifting. I mean, kettlebells have taken over the world. And it used to be, and people, I'm showing my age when I say this, but, it used to be you would go into a gym and they would have dumbbells all over the place. But they would not have kettlebells.
Right, not at all.
No, I mean, the only kettlebells you ever saw were, photos in an old magazine, or maybe someone had a small kettlebell that they used as like a paperweight on their desk, or a door stopper, or something you tie the dog's leash to if you don't want the little dog to run away or something, or I don't know what. But I mean, they weren't used as a training tool, at least not in the United States, and they were completely out of sight, out of mind, really a forgotten tool. And that changed. We had the kettlebell craze hit the United States, and little by little, people started using them. And now things have shifted to the point where you can find kettlebells in a lot of gyms, in a lot of CrossFit gyms, a lot of function first, functional training centers, a lot of places where they train athletes. You can find kettlebells. What you cannot find, amazingly enough, are dumbbells at a lot of gyms.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you know, and if you do find dumbbells, you usually don't find very good ones. They're, you know, they're often awkward, and they're not really well designed. The older dumbbells were actually much better training tools. So anyhow, what I was teaching was old-fashioned, old-school dumbbell lifting, the kind of stuff that they did 100 years ago when dumbbells were actually used for competitive weightlifting, where people would perform a one-rep lift, just like a barbell lift, and they would keep records. You know, they do it in weight classes, and they would keep records, and so you had, you know, British records or German records or Austrian records, world records, and they did a wide variety of lifts. What I did was, you know, not the traditional dumbbell exercises that everybody knows, like a dumbbell curl or a lateral raise, dumbbell bench press, dumbbell incline press, things like that. I mean, you know, the stuff that everyone knows, that's not what I was there to show.
Right.
What I was there to teach were dumbbell lifts that a lot of people have never seen in their life, have no idea how to do them. And so that was what I taught, and I taught them as lifts, and I taught them, you know, I taught about training them as lifts, which, you know, means you do single repetitions, and you work on developing a lifting skill as opposed to doing something where you're, you know, you're bouncing up and down doing lots and lots of reps. Carl, do you ever do anything with kettlebells, kettlebell swings?
Yes, I do kettlebell swings.
Okay.
I do, obviously, I do farmer's walks with kettlebells because I mm-hmm. think they're the best thing to do, farmer's walks, unless you have farmer's walk bars.
Mm-hmm.
I do some curling movements with kettlebells because I like the way the weight hangs in the palm of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much all I do with kettlebells at this point in time.
Okay. And just as a side note to that, the kettlebell curl and reverse curl and the gooseneck curl, you know, where you bend your wrist in, you know, like you're doing a gooseneck, you know, forearm flex.
Yeah, exactly.
Those were all very popular exercises 100 years ago. And a lot of people
I like about the kettlebell curl is mm-hmm. this. You can hold the kettlebell, you can hold your hand straight at your side.
Yeah.
The kettlebell hanging down where your knee would be, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of curling outward, like a traditional curl, you can actually supinate the wrist
mm-hmm.
and pull the kettlebell up, staying in line with the leg,
mm-hmm.
and truly hit the brachial and bicep exclusively without putting any pressure on the front head of the shoulder. And it's almost like a corkscrew movement. You're actually curling, you're curling and turning your wrist at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it, it's a very intense, strictly hits the brachial and the bicep only type of a movement.
Well, it's a really good exercise, and it, you know, it illustrates one of the points about both kettlebell lifting and dumbbell lifting, which is, although they appear at first glance to be similar tools, they're weight resistance objects made out of iron that you hold in one hand, right? They're different. The balance is different, the geometry is different, the feel of the movement is different, and there are some things that you can do with a kettlebell that you cannot really do very well with a dumbbell, and vice versa. And the feel, the rhythm of a dumbbell movement is different than the feel and the rhythm of a kettlebell movement.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of people are familiar with, for example, kettlebell swings. What I taught as the first exercise was the one-hand dumbbell swing.
One-hand dumbbell swing. Wow.
Yeah.
Which, how the hell do you do that? Does the dumbbell have to, you have to have a neutral grip, palm facing in?
Yeah, you hold it as if you were holding a hammer.
Okay.
In other words, if you imagine that you're standing in the center of a circle, just like a clock, you're facing 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock is behind you, 3 o'clock is to your right, 9 o'clock is to your left.
Right.
Okay? Okay, so the handles of the dumbbell line up facing 12 o'clock,
and 6 o'clock. You reach straight down with your thumb. If you were to extend your thumb is facing 12 o'clock. The dumbbell's between your legs. You reach down and you grab it with that overhand grip.
Okay.
Just like you're going to do a hammer curl. Only the dumbbell is between your legs on the ground. You're standing with your feet on either side of the dumbbell. And that's how you would begin the one-hand dumbbell swing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said, it's an official old-school lift. It's a real strength and power builder because you can go very heavy. 15 years ago when I was doing a ton of dumbbell training, in fact, there was a period where the only barbell exercise I did was squats. I did bottom position squats in the power rack, and that was it. And everything else that I did was heavy dumbbell work. And I worked up to a one-arm swing, taking the dumbbell from the floor to overhead in one movement, just bang, and I worked up to 151 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a big dumbbell.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is that the one that's on the picture of on your blog? How heavy is that dumbbell that you've got one arm, you're pressing with one arm overhead?
The photo on the blog, the dumbbell is around 90 to 100 pounds.
Okay, yeah.
And that one's kind of funny. We loaded it funny. Instead of putting the biggest plate at the back of the dumbbell, we
right.
did the reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something you see in a lot of photos of John Grimmick. He liked loading dumbbells that way. So I just wanted to try it. And the interesting thing about that, you know, if you do a 5, a 10, a 25,
right.
instead of the reverse, that changes the geometry of the dumbbell. And it changes the feel because now the big plates are farther away. And so if you just tip just a little bit forward or back, you're in trouble. You know, if the big plates are loaded first, so you put on a 25 and then a 10 and then a 5 and then a 2.5.
It's more of a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, it changes the balance and it changes the feel. You know, so I just wanted to see what it was like, and I kind of like the look. I said, you know, this is kind of cool for a photo, so we'll do this as a photo.
Yeah, it is very cool.
But you know, if you look at that photo, that is, as I said, a 90 to 100-pound dumbbell, and, you know, I was lifting one that was like 50 to 60 pounds more, which is a real big dumbbell.
Right, right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the people in the U.K.,
okay.
Physical culture is alive and live and well in the U.K. It has been for a long time. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. You can learn more about him by visiting his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio, we're talking with Brooks Cubic. Brooks has just returned from the UK where he held a training seminar. What was the general attitude of the people in the UK? First of all, did you meet with trainees or trainers or a little bit of both?
We met with both. And, you know, of course, all the trainers that we met are trainees as well. And the interesting thing about the program, it was in a huge functional fitness facility. I mean, it was, you know, like a CrossFit box, only bigger. It was kind of like two boxes put together. And, you know, it just had everything. I mean, they do a lot of training of martial artists. And so it had, you know, all kinds of training equipment. Had an octagon, a cage for sparring. And, you know, a lot of room, you know, we had a group of about 25 to 30 people. And the way the seminar was presented, most of what we did was demonstrate and then coach people as they give it a try, correct their form, work with their form, you know, as they get the hang of it, let them, you know, work up in weight. And so everybody basically was training the whole time. And, we did 2 days, started at 9 o'clock and, we're supposed to run until about 4:30 or 5, but we always ran late. We ran to like 6 or a little bit after. So we had like, you know, nine hours each day of, you know, some pretty serious training for everybody. And the group was really, really hardcore, strong, fit, well-conditioned, men and women, of course, you know, in great shape. There were some very, very strong kettlebell lifters, RKC folks, RKC certified, and, you know, people who'd been certified through other kettlebell organizations and were, you know, really, really good. People who competed in kettlebell lifting and did really well. You know, Mike Mahler was there. I know Mike's one of your most popular guests.
Right.
He well should be.
Right.
And, you know, Mike was there. He did, some just killer stuff on, kettlebell training. Using a single kettlebell, using a double kettlebell. So, you know, you had the dumbbell lifting that I did, Mike's kettlebell lifting. He did some explosive body weight exercises, which were pretty cool. I talked about programming and integrating kettlebells and barbells and dumbbells and body weight work and heavy awkward objects and all kinds of things like that into your program. Mike talked an hour each day on hormone optimization, optimizing your hormones. So we did all that. Sabina Scala. Sabina's pretty neat. She representing Poland in the World Championships, possibly the Olympic Championships, I forget which, in kayaking, of all things.
Really?
Yeah, and just an outstanding athlete, you know, does gymnastics, Olympic weightlifting, all kinds of strength training, parkour, rock climbing, you know, you name it. And she trains martial arts fighters, you know?
Right.
And, you know, including people who are, like, in the UFC or trying, you know, pushing
to get,
in. To get
right.
into the UFC.
Right.
But, I mean, not just saying, hey, I want to be in the UFC someday, but, I mean, like, they're ready right now. So she's working with some of the top fighters in the UK. And, you know, when you're a, you know, relatively, you know, tiny, petite, very beautiful woman, to do that and get credibility with these guys,
yeah,
you know, you really need to know your stuff. And she really does. She did both days, she did Olympic weightlifting and really, really did a good job on that. You know, just a very, very valuable program. And, you know, everybody in the room was, you know, was able to do, you know, a pretty good power snatch at least by the time the program ended on Sunday. I mean, she drilled them until, you know, they had it down. And, you know, to pick something like that up, because that's a complex movement.
Yeah.
To really do right, to pick it up the right way.
That fast.
That fast is something. And, you know, that shows the benefit of having, you know, a seminar, one-on-one coaching, learning from someone who really knows how to do it, because, you know, that way you don't just look at a book or magazine or go on YouTube and look at something that's not right and then pick up all kinds of bad habits.
Yeah, bad habits, right. Right, exactly.
And, you know, so that was really good.
Anybody say they listen to Superhuman Radio?
Many people.
Really?
Many people, yeah.
That makes me feel good.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people listen to Superhuman Radio, and they were telling other people to listen to it, and, you know, we were actually giving out information. People were writing it down in their notebooks, you know.
Because I don't know if people saw this on Facebook yet,
mm-hmm.
but Brooks is holding his first Superhuman University lecture on the 19th, which is next Tuesday. And you know, I know in my heart that a lot of people don't think this lecture is as sexy as the add 1 inch to your upper arms in one workout lecture that Rob Regish did. But I got to tell you something. This is one that if I was not affiliated with the show, I would pay to go and listen to, because it's going to be on, you know, call it what you want, mind muscle connection, concentration, you know, focus. But the reality is we know that intensity and achieving those types of strength movements and making and hitting PRs starts in your brain. You listen to guys like Coach Wade Johnson talk about the mental focus he has when he gets under that bar with 1,000 pounds on it. He doesn't hear or see anything except the person who's calling out to him and saying squat. And it's like you become so narrowly focused. That does not happen by accident, folks. That is just like any other exercise in the gym. That requires repetition and proper form. And Brooks has detailed 7 steps that will ratchet up your intensity in the gym more than any pre-workout supplement you can buy and will last you a lifetime. And that's the first seminar we're holding on the 19th, which is going to be about concentration and mental focus. And I can tell you right now, folks, this is the best $9.95 you'll ever spend. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the top, you'll see the link to the Superhuman Radio University. Click that, go to the calendar, and read about this upcoming event on the 19th. It's going to be very exciting.
I second that. And one interesting thing, and remind me after the next break to come back and tell you a little bit about some concentration focus and getting out of the hole in a difficult situation in
okay.
London.
Okay.
But one of the things that I talked about, because I talked about a ton of stuff over the course of the 2 days, but one of the things I talked about was mind power, concentration, focus, the mental aspects. And, Carl, I had people coming up at every break, at dinner. That's what they wanted more of. They said, that is so important. It's so useful. It's so good. It's so valuable. It's like, I can apply that, and I can have my my trainees apply it. And I came back and I had an email from one of the people who'd been at the program. And in the email, he said, I was training someone today, day after the seminar, and I used some of those metal tricks that you had taught. And I had my trainee use them. He's a man in his 60s, and he set two PRs in the dumbbell bench press.
And that's because of nothing else changed. He didn't take a supplement. He didn't do anything. He learned how to focus. I mean, just think about this for a second. Most of us, when we train, even if we don't have distractions around us, we have distractions in our head. You know what I'm talking about. I call it the noise in your head.
Yeah.
It's like you can't make that connection. You know what you want, but you can't make that connection. You know that you could, if you could dig down deep, you have greater strength, but you can't make that connection. Making that connection is the greatest value in the world. This seminar will teach you how to do it. I promise you. I promise you. And it comes with course handouts that you'll be able to take home and practice over and over again until your focus is so laser beam pinpoint focused that you'll be able to break through plateaus without using supplements. I mean, if I said, hey, here's a supplement that'll increase your focus and increase your bench press by 3%, you'd go out and buy it. Well, here's techniques that you won't have to buy every month. You just use these techniques ongoing and keep increasing your focus and increasing your output and your strength.
That's a great way of putting it. You know, I've seen the line. I don't know who said it first, but it's a great line, and it's something to the effect of the greatest supplement in the world or the best supplement in the world is right here. And you tap your forehead.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're a guy who reads the magazines and probably has them cataloged in your mind. About 8 years ago, 9 years ago, in one of the mainstream bodybuilding fitness magazines, a story was recycled about a guy from California who convinced another guy from California that he had these most powerful anabolic steroid pills in the world. And he convinced this guy so thoroughly, the guy bought the pills from him for some stupid amount of money, which, by the way, was returned to him later on. And he took them and went to the gym and broke every personal record within the first week and told the guy, these are amazing, I want to buy more of them. And they were just capsules with chalk in them. Have you ever heard that story? It was told in an old bodybuilding magazine about 8 or 9 years ago, and it was told in such a way that it was lore. It was told before for decades. You know, it happened at the time that guys like Gronkowski and Arnold were in mm-hmm. California, and this guy was so upset when the first bodybuilder told him, look, I'm telling you, it's all in your head. Those were just chalk. The guy goes, you know, you don't want to sell them to me anymore. And they got into a fight over it because he thought the guy was like, no, I don't want to sell it to you anymore. And he's like, you got to sell me those pills. I don't want to lose this strength. And the guy's going, look, dude, the strength is in your head. They were fake. They were nothing. The pills were, but here's your money back, he said. And they got into a fight over it.
Wow.
I mean, we've heard stories like that before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the placebo effect times 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, what did you say you wanted to talk about? You said remind you. How'd you got yourself out of a hole?
Bad place in London, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Brooks Cubic. Go to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. Sign up for the seminar. It occurs on the 19th. You must be able to attend the seminar, okay? You have to know what Eastern Standard Time is in whatever country you're in. Please don't sign up for it. Realize that it's 3 a.m. in the morning and then say you can't attend. Check the clock at World Clock Time or worldtimeclock.com first and make sure you can be there. Otherwise, wait for the CD. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Freedom to us has always been the trick. Freedom to you has always been the trick.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called
Brooks Cubic. Brooks Cubic. I heard you got that hot new thing. It's called Brooks Cubic. How you doing, Brooks? Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. All right, so talk to me about what happened in the UK. How did you find yourself in a quote unquote hole, and then how did you get out of it?
Okay. Well, earlier, you know, I mentioned that I was teaching dinosaur dumbbell training, and that I'm working on a book on dinosaur dumbbell training and updating a lot of the stuff that I've been, teaching dumbbell wise over the years. Which means I've been doing a lot of dumbbell training in my workouts. And as I said, I treat them as competitive lifts. And so, you know, I got on the internet and I started browsing around and I, you know, found the International All-Around Weightlifting Association, which is an association dedicated to the preservation of the old school lifts. And all the old school lifts, you know, bent presses, everything. Two hands anyhow, all these obscure old lifts. And they have competitions in it, you know, with it, you know, they've got a formal rule book, official competitions, just like a, you know, your standard weightlifting or powerlifting competition.
Right.
They have championships and they keep records. Okay. So you know, I looked at the official IAAWA world records for my weight class, my age group, 55 to 59.
Right.
You know, and I made a list of those and took them with me to London, just threw the list in my gym bag. And I thought, you know, if I'm feeling really good and, you know, it's a good group and, you know, we've got good set of dumbbells to use and, the stars align the right way, I might give them a little treat and see if there's something that I can do record-wise. So as it turned out, the dumbbells at the gym that we were at were really not good dumbbells for doing the kind of lifts that I do with dumbbells. I use a plate-loaded dumbbell. You know, I load with a 25-pound plate. And what that does is it positions the dumbbell higher off the ground than if it were, smaller balls at the end of the dumbbell.
Right.
You know, I mean, most dumbbells, if you put them on the ground, they're very low to the ground.
Right.
And you have to, like, you know, bend over and reach down to China to pick them up. They're not really designed for good lifting. And they just don't balance well. They don't land on your shoulders the right way if you're doing a clean and press or clean and jerk. You know, so we had dumbbells that we could use to teach, you know, to teach the basics, but I really didn't want to do any really heavy lifting with them because they just weren't the right tool. So day one, I demonstrated, but I didn't do any heavy lifting. And day two, I lectured for about an hour, and then we decided to do some more dumbbell lifting. So I was working through some dumbbell lifting. And the problem was, because I'd been lecturing, I hadn't had time to do any kind of a warm-up. So yeah, I just stretched out a little bit and just got a pair of really light dumbbells and demonstrated the clean and press and said, you know, grab a weight, you're not really warmed up, so start with something light and, you know, try to, you know, work up in an intelligent fashion. And I'll work through and critique and, you know, give you some tips and pointers. So that's what we were doing. And I walked over to one group that was working with a pair of dumbbells just a little bit heavier than the ones that I had used to demonstrate. And one of the guys did something, and he almost had the lift done correctly, but he'd made a mistake. I said, here, look, let me show you do it this way. You know, so I did a lift with those dumbbells and then repeated it so that they could see how it was done. And then I went over to another group, and at this point in time, I was looking for a group that had the next heaviest dumbbells.
Right.
You know, so that I could go over and work with them and lift, you know. So now
I probably walked into a pit of gargantuanly strong guys.
No,
okay.
Because I walked around, and on purpose, I just kind of worked my way around based on the weight of the dumbbells.
Right.
So I was getting a bit of a warm-up.
Gotcha.
Okay. You know, so now I'm starting to, you know, at last feel a little bit loose and good, and now I end up with, you know, some big, strong young guys, you know, like 30 years younger than me.
Right.
And, you know, big and strong kettlebell guys. And they were using some of the heavier dumbbells, and they had over there with them two dumbbells that made me stop and think. I think if you were to lift those, that would be a record in the two dumbbell clean and jerk. So I go over, I go to my gym bag, I pull out this piece of paper I have with the records, I look, and yeah, it would have been a world record by 2 kilos per dumbbell, or roughly 5 pounds.
In your age class?
Yeah,
okay.
in my age group, 55 to 59.
Right.
So I said, oh, man, I shouldn't do this, but I'm just going to see how these feel. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was working with them, and they had the thing down pretty good because, you know, they all did a lot of kettlebell work, and you know, they were pretty good with the dumbbells. And so I worked in, and I showed little technique, and I used those dumbbells, and I lifted them and got them on my shoulders and popped them overhead, and you know, it was tough, but it was not impossible. And I can do more weight when I've got my own dumbbells in the garage, which, as I said, are designed for heavy lifting. You know,
right.
But I got these up, popped them up, and yeah, I thought, okay, I can do this. This is good. And you know, it's about time to wrap up my part of the program. So I called the group over. I said, okay, I said, you all have been working really hard. You've been a great group. You know, I want to do something for you. If I were to lift these two dumbbells, that would unofficially break the world record in my weight class and age group.
Right.
Okay? And this is not an official world record because it's not in competition.
Right.
But it's, you know, unofficially this would break it. So would you like to see me give it a try? And, you know, of course, they're all like, yeah, yeah. Okay. So chalk my hands, put on my war paint, get psyched. Come back to the dumbbells. Yeah, I've got, you know, everybody in the program's there, and we're filming the program, and, you know, so the videographer's, you know, filming away. People are taking snap photos and things, you know. Come over in front of the dumbbell, eyes closed, deep concentration, focus, intensity, summoning power. I bend down. Grab the dumbbells, pow, snap them to my shoulders. And like I said, they're clumsy as heck, and they're not balanced very well.
Right.
They don't fit on the shoulders.
Right, not the ideal dumbbells to do this with.
No. I mean, I can't get them in the right position, but that's okay. I'll pop them overhead. So pop, and I miss the jerk.
So what happens?
So I put them down, and now I'm thinking, oh, man.
That's a lot of energy already expended, first of all. If you're going to think of, if you're thinking of a second attempt, you're thinking, okay, you know, plus you're probably, emotionally, you're thinking, oh man, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea after all. And there's video running on top of it.
And everyone's watching, and I'm thinking to myself, why in the world
would I try this?
Oh man. And interesting thing, when you're younger, You can do heavier lifts back to back without as much rest.
Right.
You know, when you're older, when you're in your 50s, you need a little bit more time.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's like, what am I going to do? Just, you know, tell jokes for 10 minutes and, you know, get a break? Yeah, you know, so I'm just like, oh, man. So I said, okay, you know, I said, you know, in competition, you get three attempts. So hang on. I'm going to chalk again. We'll get those. And, I'm just kicking myself. I'm like, oh, man, why did I do this?
Right.
So I chalk my hands, walk off by myself for a second, turn around so I've got, you know, no distractions, get psyched, summon energy, turn, walk to those dumbbells. I look down at those little you-know-whats.
SOBs, right.
I'm going to kill you. They look up. They're like, no, you're not. And I go down, bang, up on the shoulders. And I think, I'll show you. Dip, doesn't quite work. Get back in position, dip, drive. Right hand goes up, lock him out. Left hand won't lock out.
I hate that.
Yeah, you know, with two heavy dumbbells. This is like not good.
Yeah, yeah. Because now your spine is loaded. You got one hand locked out overhead, which means that the shoulder is the most vulnerable point right now. You're struggling to get the other one locked out. If you drop the other one, your body is off balance. You run the risk of all sorts of problems. You know, what do you do?
You end up bringing both the bells to your shoulders and dropping them, and as you do, again, you are kicking yourself and saying, oh, you should have known better, you dummy. Why did you do this?
But you did do a third attempt, I have a feeling.
Well, I did have a third attempt, but right then, Carl, I was too winded to do anything.
Right.
If you need to take a break, we'll take a break.
We do, actually. And this is a great time to take a break because we'll hold everybody in suspense to find out, does Brooks Cubic take advantage of his third attempt? And does he succeed over the medal? Or does he say, look, that wasn't a bad deal. I mean, I got one locked out, one almost locked out. That's a world record lift right there. I think I'll just leave it at that. We're going to find out when we come back from the break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're all waiting patiently through the break to find out, did Brooks Cubic use his third attempt option? And if so, did he prevail over the weight? Or did he say, you know what? That wasn't a bad deal. I got one locked out, one almost locked out, with record-breaking weight. Maybe I should leave it there and let the group go, wow, that was pretty impressive. I bet he can do it with a little work and walk away, not a loser, but an almost a winner. So, Brooks, what was it? What did you do?
Well, after a certain point in your life, you're old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd been running on like 4 hours sleep for the last couple of days. I'd done the international travel, the jet lag thing. Yeah. I'd been missing meals. You know, I was so tired from working, demonstrating, doing the seminar. And that didn't matter. I said, heck, I'm going to do it.
So. Did you it's funny when you said after a certain point in your life, you know, you know what your limitations are. You get to that point, and you were real quiet, and I was going to say, but Brooks, you're not at that point yet, are you? And you obviously aren't.
You know, it's the Clint Eastwood line, a man's got to know his limitations. You know, and I mean, you know, seriously, the smart thing would have been to say, you know, hey, what, maybe I'll come back next year and we'll do another seminar and I'll get it next year, you know, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like I wasn't going to do that. But I needed a little bit of a rest. I needed a minute. And I said to the group, you know, if we were in competition, someone else would take a lift and I'd get a little bit of a breather. So would anyone like to tackle those things?
Yeah, there you go. Good thinking.
Yeah, except no one did.
Nobody wanted to.
Nobody did. And then I'm like, tell you what, I will give a free book to anyone who lifts those things. And so one of the guys, probably the strongest guy at the seminar, Will Dollar, who is a level 2 certified kettlebell instructor.
Right.
Will and his partner Annie teach kettlebell work at a gym in Whitchurch. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Right.
And you can find it online at kettlebellclub.blogspot.com. It's okay. Called Kettlebell Club. Will Dollar, Whitchurch. Very, very strong guy. Competitive kettlebell lifter. He came out, bless his heart, and he walked over, and he pulled him and popped him overhead.
Boom, no problem. Just threw him up.
Well, you know, it's a heavy lift, but he did it pretty well. He's got really long arms, and because he has really long arms, he was able to position these two dumbbells so they were resting on top of his shoulders in a very comfortable rest position, which meant he could dip and drive for the jerk very easily. And my arms are shorter, and given the geometry of these particular bells, I couldn't get them up on my shoulder like that, which
right.
is what I would have preferred to do. And so I was having to hold them at the side of the shoulders, and that's why they were slipping, and I was...
And that puts you at a great disadvantage. It really
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so... You know,
and plus, don't forget, when you're our age, you're not only thinking about, you're struggling with them, but you're thinking about, man, I hope I don't injure myself, you know.
Well, yeah, you've got that. And so, you know, I've got, you know, I hope I don't hurt myself. I've missed them twice. I'm going to look like a fool. You know, why did I volunteer to do this? I didn't have to do it. And I've got all of that kind of in the back of my brain. Like a little devil.
Which, by the way, is the distractions that cause the lack of focus that leads to the missed lifts.
Exactly. Or to the injury.
Yeah.
You know.
So what did you do? Did little Brooks Cubic inside get smacked around by big Brooks Cubic and say, wait a minute, we just need to focus a little bit?
Oh, that is such a good way of putting it. Yeah, yeah, that's basically what happened. And I just put some more chalk on my hands, and I just turned around. I walked over back in the corner, just my own little spot for a second, and just, you know, I've got this little ritual I go through.
I was going to say, practice some of your rituals, practice your focusing techniques, got real quiet inside.
Yeah, started breathing.
Saw yourself, did you visualize yourself? Doing it, accomplishing it, feeling it?
Yes. And I put that positive energy into my head, throughout my body. My breathing changed. Everything changed. It's on YouTube.
Is it really?
I didn't even know anybody was filming it. It's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and you do a YouTube browsing search with my name, Brooks Cubic, K-U-B-I-K, dumbbells, London, you will get it. Now, let me very quickly say this. The title refers to me and two effing big dumbbells.
Oh, yeah, Brooke Kubik and two effing heavy dumbbells in London.
So it's not safe for work, and it's got a loud sidetrack, so if you're at work, be careful. But you can see it. It picks up with the second lift.
I'm watching you. I watch your focus. You're waving your arms out. You're standing facing the door. You've got a little bounce going. All of a sudden, it's like you transformed. Your shoulders got broader. Your back got wider. You're standing there like X-Man all of a sudden. I watched you walk into the corner. I've got the volume turned off.
Yeah.
And I'm watching you raise your hands up, palms up, like almost like you're accepting strength from above. Now you stand, you turn around, it's like you transformed. You walk over to the dumbbells, you have a certain sense of assuredness to you. It's not like you're fearful. You're walking over to them, you take your right foot and move one out, you step between them, you take a deep breath, you look up, you take a few more deep breaths, it looks like you're relaxing into it, flashes are going off from cameras, you're leaning over gently, you grab the dumbbells. You stand up, they go right up to the shoulders, and bam, you push them up. The left arm doesn't want to lock out, and you drop the right one. That must be the first one that
the second lift.
That's the second lift. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one where they just didn't want to, the left arm just didn't want to
go
all the way up.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Your left arm actually splayed all the way out. I could see why you couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
I could see why. You really lost the center of the movement there. Okay, I'm fast-forwarding to the successful lift now. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Here you go. Standing between them. It's actually brighter, too. Looks like they turned the lights on in the place. You got to watch this video, folks. This is great.
Everyone was pretty focused at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You got to watch this video. You got chalk all over your shirt now. Your chest is heaving out. Bang, they go right up to the shoulders. And bang. Oh, the left arm doesn't... You did lock it out. You locked it out just before you threw them down.
Uh-huh.
The left arm still gave you a little trouble. What's happening with your left arm there, and you did lock it out, what's happening with your left arm there, it looks like, is that instead of going straight up, it goes up and out to the side, and you kind of lose the geometric strength of the movement there, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm just not sure what happened there. It was just, you know, just a little bit of out of position, which, of course, is all it takes.
Brooks, why don't you train that movement and do that lift for a competition?
I might do that sometime. I honestly might. I mean, I've done lots of competitions in the past and kind of burned out on competition, but you know, I might.
I mean, it looked like it went up pretty damn easy.
Well, yeah, and that was the crazy thing was I had lifted it before, and then when I tried to show the whole group, I got out of the groove. And the point, since, you know, we're going to be talking next week, Superhuman University is going to cover
focus,
concentration and focus.
Right.
It really took concentration and focus there because, you know, I was having to fight those demons of doubt.
Right.
They were saying, you've missed it twice, you're not going to be able to do it, you're going to look like an idiot. And that was the toughest part of the lift, was working through that. But,
yeah,
you know, it happened, which I think, you know, really validates the concentration practice, the visualization practice, the mind control, the focus, you know, everything that I do to try to get to the point where, you know, where I can push through in a situation like that.
Yeah. No, focus is everything. It really, really is. There's no doubt about it. You beat yourself before you even touch the weights when you don't have the proper focus.
That's for sure.
And obviously, focus can turn everything around. When you get centered, you get quiet and the distractions are gone, that's the moment that the champion rises out of you. When there's nobody else taunting you, when you're not taunting yourself, when you're not telling yourself you can't do it, when you're not saying, why did I even try this? This is ridiculous. When you're not, you know, all that self-doubt, it just tells the central nervous system, we're really not committed to this. He's not committed to this. We're not going to do this. He's just kidding around. We'll do an effort, make it look like we tried, and let's get out of here.
That is such a good way of putting it.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I always called it noise in my head. When I was training at my heaviest weights back in 2005, And I would start obsessing about squatting and deadlifting. Those were my heaviest days. And I would get into the gym and I would have the bar on my back and I would be going down into the hole and the noise in my head, the distractions, it was like, if any of you have ever worked on a yearling farm with baby horses, when you carry the feed tub in, they come at you all at once from all different angles. Their little jaws biting at the heels of your feet. They want that food. They want that food. And that's what the distraction level was in my head. And I used to call it the noise in my head because I was thinking, oh my God, I hope I don't blow a disc. What if I get stuck at the bottom of the movement? I'll look like a fool. Man, I hope I don't hurt myself. Oh man, it's like all these things going through my head at hypervelocity speed. I couldn't focus. It was impossible to focus.
And that's the problem that most people have. And one of the interesting things is that if you train heavy, for example, powerlifting, you learn that focus. If you don't learn that focus, you die.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't learn that focus, you never become a successful powerlifter. But here's the thing. In the course that we're going to hold next week, you're going to teach the steps to focusing. Just like you would teach the steps to squatting, the steps to deadlifting, the steps to, when you learn an Olympic lift, you learn from somebody the steps to Olympic lifting.
Exactly.
You don't just go in there and go, I think I'll just do this. You learn how to do it. Well, Brooks is going to teach you how to focus so that you can come back that third time and execute the lift.
Step by step. It's a simple system, but you know, nobody knows it. Nobody teaches it. It's simple stuff and it, you know, as you said earlier, it's the most valuable thing that you can do.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very good YouTube, by the way. Just go to YouTube and search for Brooks Cubic Heavy Dumbbells London, and you'll find it. And very, very cool stuff, Brooks.
Thank you.
And on your blog today, what's on your blog today? You just changed it this morning. I noticed something changed this morning. What are you talking about on your blog right now?
Well, what did we put out?
Let's see. You have the most important thing. What's that about, the most important thing?
The most important thing is a true story about a man who walked into a gym, and he learned from the gym owner that the most important thing right between your ears.
Yeah, what we're talking about here.
Just what we're talking about.
If the mind can conceive it, the body will achieve it.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Brooks, always great to have you on the show. Welcome back to the U.S. Looking forward to the seminar next week.
Thanks much, Carl, and I am too.
Talk to you soon. Also want to thank Sean Phillips and Full Strength Nutrition. Go to fullstrength.com. They are now an official sponsor of Superhuman Radio. We'll have a great show for you tomorrow. It's Thursday, roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, plus more. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.